Right?
Yes, sir.
And be very, very clear on it. Because the word Christ is not Jesus' last name. Huh? It's not. You'll find that oftentimes it's referred to as the Christ. Jesus the Christ. And the word Christ means anointed. The anointed one. And so if we're thinking right, when we're thinking about Christmas, then we should be emphasizing the anointed one, right? And what does that mean to us? The anointed one and his anointing. Because it has direct application to us. In Galatians, I'm not planning on taking a lot of time, but can you think with me for just a few minutes here? In Galatians, the 6th chapter, Galatians 6 and 1. They'll put it on the screen for us. Everybody happy?
Yes.
I'm seeing if you're smiling or not. He said, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, because also could be translated sin, you which are spiritual, judge them. Huh? Let them have it. No, that shows you're not spiritual. And it shows you're dishonest. What do you mean? Well, because, you know that you've missed it too. Right? It's one thing Phyllis was talking about, and I believe what she shared a few moments ago is a word from the Lord. Do you? And one of the things that she talked about, as parents, fathers in particular, not to be harsh and not to provoke your children. Well, what would that be? How would you do that? Well, for one thing, is being a hypocrite. Acting like you never made mistakes when you were a kid. Forgetting all the stuff you did when you were a teenager. Right? So, well, that's what I'm upset about. I don't want them to mess up like I did. Yeah, but you did. Right? And so you got to realize everybody's human and can make a mistake. And if you come across like you never have and harsh with them, that's being dishonest. A lot of times the way you want to start out is by saying, I've made some of the same mistakes. That's how you start. I've made some of the same mistakes. And I learned the hard way too. And I want to spare you from that. But you don't hide it and you don't act like you never have. Notice what he said. Keep reading. He said, if somebody's overtaken in a fault, can you relate?
Yeah.
That's weak, guys.
Yes.
Y'all going to help me with this or not?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
If somebody messes up,
yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Can you relate?
Yes.
Have you been there?
Yes.
How about all have sinned and come short of the glory of God? That's you? That's me, right?
Yeah.
So can we relate?
Yes,
yeah, if you're spiritual, you'll act like that.
That's right.
You'll approach it that way. You won't be dishonest. And what are you seeking to do? Restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself. Even if you didn't do that particular thing, you know that it's possible that you could. And if you say, well, I've never even been tempted to do that. Exactly. That doesn't mean you passed any tests, right? If you hadn't been tempted to do it. Anyway, can you see how excited everybody is about that? Brother Keith, you sure this is a Christmas message? Hold on. Just hold on. If somebody's overtaken in a fault, if you're spiritual, if you're not spiritual, if you're fleshly and hypocrite and dishonest, you'll judge them. You'll act like you've never missed it. If you're spiritual, though, you're not interested in just fixing the blame. You want to fix the problem. Right? You want to help the person to get restored. That's what you're most interested in. Restored. Restore such an one in a spirit of meekness, humility, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. And the very next verse. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. People talk about the spirit of Christmas, the Christmas spirit. Well, it's actually not just Chris, it's Christ. Christmas. And what kind of a spirit or law or thinking or inclination would we be talking about? What is the law of Christ? Well, he just got through saying, help and restore somebody. Right? That's what he was talking about, was restoring somebody. Now, the word Christ, like we said, it means anointed. Anointed. And the anointing is the key to deliverance. And the key to healing and restoration. Does anybody remember, Isaiah 10:27? The yoke shall be destroyed. Huh? Because of the anointing. Let me read that to you. It said, it'll come to pass that the burden will be taken away from off your shoulder, and the yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. What are we talking about? That is Christmas. Huh? The anointing-mas. Huh? Yeah. What spirit of Christmas are we talking about? Well, it's not just shop until you drop. Huh? It's not just eating too much, drinking too much eggnog, whatever. It's what's it supposed to be about? The Christ. The Christ. Well, what's the Christ about? What is the law of Christ? The law of the anointed one and his anointing. What did the anointing do? Break the yoke. Destroy the yoke. Remove the burden. Can you say amen? Amen. He said, another translation said, the yoke, listen to this, the yoke will decay at the appearance of the oil. Wow. Hallelujah. Literally, it means the yoke is... It's not just that the yoke is removed. The yoke is destroyed. Disintegrated at the appearance of the oil. Before the oil. You talk about something the devil hates. It's the anointing. Oh, he does everything he can to keep people in the dark about it. To keep people away from anybody that talks about it or thinks about it, preaches, teaches about it, ministers it. Why? Because it's one of his worst enemies. He can work for years on getting a yoke on somebody and getting them in bondage. He can work on it for decades, and the anointing can manifest in milliseconds and just shatter all of the bondage so that they are no longer bound, but the Son has made them free. That's Christmas. Christmas. Y'all with me or not? He said, the yoke is destroyed because of the anointing, because of the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. The oil is called. The Bible said in the Psalms, he brought them out of darkness. He brought them out of the shadow of death and broke away their chains. Isaiah 58:6, he said, this is the fast I've chosen, to loose the bonds, to undo the bands of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke. You know what's better than a big present at Christmas? Huh? every yoke.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Every bondage. Yes. Every shackle. Every chain broken, shattered before the anointing. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, the Bible said under the law in Exodus 23:5, he said this. He said, if you see the donkey of someone that hates you fallen down under its load, do not leave it there. Be sure you help him with it. God cares about a donkey overloaded.
Yeah.
Even your enemy's donkey.
That's good.
Huh?
Yeah.
The Lord, I mean, think about this. In the scope of the universe and the solar system and the planet, God says, if you see a donkey overloaded, do not just keep walking. Huh? Why? We got to help this donkey get unloaded. Get out from us. Well, if God cares about a donkey, he cares about you. He cares about all your relatives, your family. He cares about all your friends. And why was to us a child born, to us a son given? Why did he come? He is the Christ. What is the Christ? The anointed one. What's the anointing for? Oh, hallelujah. Somebody getting stirred up. What's the anointing for? To remove every burden and destroy every yoke.
Thank you, Lord.
It's God's will that every yoke be destroyed. Put on the screen for us 1 John, the 3rd chapter. 1 John 3. What's the spirit of Christmas? The true meaning of Christmas? Get free. Get free. That's the anointing's work. That's the spirit of the Christ. What's the law of Christ? Now remember, he said, help bear one another's burdens. What does that mean? The word means lift. Help get it off of them. And so fulfill the law of the Christ. In 1 John 3 and 8, 1 John 3 and 8, he said, among other things, the latter part of it, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. Now, is that what we're celebrating, what we're talking about?
Yeah.
The Son of God became flesh, dwelt among us. A child was born, a son was given. Why? Why was he given? Why did he come? That he might what? Destroy the works of the devil. He didn't come to judge us. He didn't come to find fault with us. He didn't come to condemn us. He came to loose us. He came to set us free. He came to liberate us. Oh, somebody say, I believe it. That word literally means, listen to Young's literal translation. For this the Son of God was manifested that he may break up the works of the devil. Do you see the same language? Shattering the yoke, breaking it up. Weymouth says, for the purpose of undoing the work of the devil. Undoing it. The Amplified says, the reason the Son of God was made manifest was to undo, destroy, loosen, and dissolve the works the devil has done.
Thank you, Lord.
What's the spirit of Christmas? What's the law of Christ? Break every yoke. Break every yoke. Should we be on a mission?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Anybody that'll hear the liberating truth.
Yes.
Anybody that would receive a liberating prayer.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Anybody that would be open. The good news. What is gospel? The good news. What's the good news? Well, put it up on the screen. Luke 4:18, that's what Jesus said. Luke 4:18, the Spirit of God is on me. Because he has anointed me to do what? To proclaim, tell the good news to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, proclaim deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised, preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Oh, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God. This is Christmas.
Yes.
This is Christmas.
Yes.
Being set free.
Yes.
Can anybody raise a hand and say, the Lord has set me free from some things?
Yes.
How about he set you free from condemnation,
yes,
from guilt,
yes,
from shame?
Yes.
Set you free,
yes,
from punishment to come.
Yes.
Set you free from oppression, depression,
yes,
heaviness. Set you free from being bound. Bound financially, bound physically, materially, he has set us free.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the anointing. Thank God for the anointing. Now, the scripture says that what he has done is not to stop with him. He said to his disciples, and it applies to us, and he said, as you go, proclaim and say the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Now, the scripture said you receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come on you, and you'll be witnesses to me. What power? Anointing? What's the anointing for? Same thing it's always been for. What does the anointing do now? Same thing it's always done. Right? And here's the thing the devil does not want you to know. He does not want you to believe. You are anointed.
Thank you, Lord.
You are anointed. The Bible talks about that. It says, he that has called us, 2 Corinthians 1:21, he that establishes you, go ahead and put it on the screen. I want everybody to see this. 2 Corinthians 1:21, he that establishes us with you in Christ and has what?
Anointed
us is God. Are you in Christ? Are you supposed to be established in Christ?
Yes.
Are you anointed?
Yes.
Somebody say, I'm anointed.
I'm anointed.
I'm anointed.
I'm anointed.
Why? Well, you say, well, I don't know about that. You've been saying it for years. Every time you said you're a Christian, that's what you said. Huh? Christ is anointed. I'm the anointed. He's the anointed one. And we are made in his likeness and image, and his spirit is in us, and his spirit is on us, and the anointing is on us.
Yes.
Come on, say it again. I'm anointed.
I'm anointed.
He's anointed.
He's the anointed one.
He's in me. His spirit is on me. I'm anointed. Listen, child of God, don't be scared. Don't be intimidated. Don't be restricted. Don't be limited. Now, you don't have to be pushy. I'm not saying that. Don't try to go around and push these things off on people that don't want to hear them. But be ready.
Yeah.
I said be ready, right? And there are numerous encounters where the Lord will prompt you, and people will be telling you about a problem that they've got, about a limitation that they've got, about a burden that they've got, about a yoke that's been put on them. And you need to think, you don't have to have that. You don't have to keep that. You don't have to deal with that the rest of your life. You don't have to stay that way. You need to be Christ-minded. Christ-minded, anointing-minded, break every yoke, minded.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Is that okay?
Yes.
Stand up on your feet, everybody. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Lift your hands and begin to thank the Lord. Say it again, I'm anointed. His spirit is in me. His spirit is on me. And that anointing breaks every yoke. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Praise God. Altar workers, would you come to the front? We don't know who's in the house. But if you haven't given your life to the Lord, you're not anointed. You can't say truthfully what we've been saying. But that can change today. Because why did Jesus come? To undo the works of the devil. To destroy the works of the evil one. That's why he came. And that's why we're still here. To be vessels of his to work through. To undo those works. We don't know who's watching, who's online, but everybody just close your eyes. And if you've never made this commitment and given your heart to the Lord, oh friend, it's life and death, it's heaven and hell. You'll never deal with a bigger decision or a more important decision. You can get a lot of things wrong and still be okay, but you get this wrong, it's forever. Everybody. Either affirm or reaffirm your faith. Say it out loud. Don't be bashful. Say it right out loud. Father God, I do believe in you. I believe in your Son, Jesus. Just like the children portrayed. That you gave him to us the greatest gift. The gift of salvation. Of eternal life. I believe he went to the cross and was judged in my place and died for me. And that you raised him from the dead. And he's alive, King of kings, Lord of lords, soon to come again. Jesus, I receive you as the Lord of my life. Come into every part of me. As you help me, I will follow you and stay with you forever. Hallelujah. Oh, lift your hands and give thanks to the Lord for the greatest gift ever given. The gift of redemption. The gift of forgiveness. The gift of cleansing and washing. The gift of eternal life. Oh, Father, we thank you. 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 Hallelujah. Praise God. If you're watching online and you prayed that prayer for the first time or you came back to the Lord, there's a number you can call. Let us celebrate with you. If you're in the house, don't rush out the back when people are leaving. You need to tell somebody and not be ashamed. Jesus said, if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before the Father if you're ashamed. But if you'll confess me before men, I'll confess you before the Father. So you need to tell somebody. And these folks here are great ones to tell. They'll just celebrate. They'll be so happy. They'll be glad with you. And if there's something else to pray about, they're ready for that. Well, several things have been said today. Huh? Anybody purpose that you're going to sow some love this, huh? And, I mean, between love flowing out of us and anointing working on us, it ought to be a good Christmas. Right? And a good New Year's. Praise God. Well, we love you. We are so thankful to, I was telling Phyllis, you know, how appreciative we are of, you saw all the children's things, but you understand how many hours of behind the scenes work our children's workers did. And they created all of those costumes and all of the, did it themselves. And so do you appreciate that? We appreciate it so much. That's their ministry. They're doing that to the Lord and for the kids and for you. So we're not takers. We are givers, and we're anointed givers. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, what are we going to sing as we go?